Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11681 Jeffrey W. Hilminiak and Macy H. Hilminiak seek a variance to reduce the front yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest corner of Glade Farm Road and South Lake Terrace. The 911 address is 1 South Lake Terrace, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 7, Parcel 291. Specifically, they are requesting a 1.7-foot variance for the front yard setback for the house. There are no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and there was one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Hilminiak, 1 South Lake Terrace, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do. Thank you.
Good evening again, members of the board. I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Hilminiak. And again, very similar situation to what we often see involving a piece of property. Very unique situation, though, I think, in that, and we see this a lot, the Hilminiaks have a corner lot. And the house was built new, obviously, 1997. And they bought it from the people that built the house in 1997. And in 1997, the house was inspected by the county and CO was issued. And a survey was done at that time in 1997. And nobody noticed that because it was a corner lot, there were basically two front yard setbacks. So they met the front yard of what they considered the front, but it turns out the side, which is also required to have a front yard setback, it is 1.7 feet too close to the property line. So because it was a home built by their sellers, the Hilminiaks did not have their own survey done, but they put their house up for sale, and this summer their buyers had one, well, their prospective buyers had one done. And it was at that time when it was discovered, when this survey was brought to the county for approval, that in fact, you know, they, because of the two front yard setback requirements for a corner lot, it was in fact 1.7 feet too close to the one street. I mean, I think that situation alone is unique. The fact that the county itself inspected the house after it was built and approved, the CO did not notice the problem at that time. That would further the uniqueness of this application. And as you probably know, in those situations, the county, in fact, waives the application fee when a certificate of occupancy has been issued after an inspection. The property cannot otherwise be developed without this variance being granted. It would truly require the removal of 1.7 feet from the side of the house. And the attached garage. This was not created by the applicant. As noted, the previous owners of the property bought it and the county did inspect it. Would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The building as built has been there 97, so that's 18 years. And in this case, after getting notice, the HOA spoke with Mr. Hilminiak. Neighbors did, because of course you see the sign in the front yard and everyone wonders what's going on, and he explained that all he wants to do is leave things exactly as they've been since the house was built, and this is the minimum variance that can be granted because there's nowhere to go. I mean, he needs the 1.7 feet or that side of the house has to be removed. Mr. Hilminiak, you've heard what I've explained to the board?
Yes.
And to the best of your knowledge, is what I have said correct?
Yes, sir.
And would you be able to correct this 1.7-foot encroachment very easily?
No. I would have to destroy the garage and the living space above it.
And I assume that would be a tremendous financial burden to you, both in reducing the value of the house and the cost of the construction?
Yes.
Members of the board, I think that we have met the criteria for the variance in this case. It is a reasonably de minimis variance being requested. And again, you already have a house that meets what everyone would think was the setbacks, and it's only the corner lot portion of it that creates the problem. And for all those reasons, we do ask that the variance be granted.
All right. If there's any questions from members of the board again, Mr. Hudson, I will start with you.
Just to be clear, there was nothing added to the home in the front since the applicant bought the property?
No, and the variance is actually what you would consider the side of the house, but it's in the, it's that side requires the 30-foot front yard setback. No, the survey shows the house as it was built in 1997.
Thank you.
Mr. Ricker?
Yes, and Councilor, to add to that, South Lake Terrace and also the Glade Farm Drive would have been the 15 feet there for Glade Farm Drive and 30 feet for South Lake Terrace. So it looks like the inspector at the same time, from the reason you got the CO, took the front as Glade Farm Drive.
And that's right, and I misspoke before. That's right, because the county right. dictates which is the,
which
front,
is the front
and which is, the, is side. The side. And so the county would say South Lake Terrace was the front. The home was faced on Glade Farm Drive, so
right.
no one
right. so
noticed that issue.
So it was followed through by the county also. Okay.
Thank not you. An unusual situation,
no,
I think
not.
You'll
no,
agree.
No, it's not. No. Okay. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Miller?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Miller?
No questions. Mr. Schaub, you said that the applicant had talked to both the homeowners association and neighbors. Did they indicate a support or no objection to the application?
Neither.
So
neither
they
support nor objection.
Okay. You just let them know of it.
I just gave them information about why we were requesting the variance.
Okay.
And as we discussed ahead of time, and I think all of you understand too, the notice that people get in the mail does not explain in detail what the application is. So obviously
right.
people aren't sure what's going on. And so in this case, they did come and ask, and Mr. Moniak just explained it, just leaving things as they've been.
I think it says okay. front yard variance and side yard variance or something like that. That's about all.
I guess it's a variance from the front yard
right.
in this case.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,681. Applicant, again, has certainly explained the in thoroughly the reasons for the request of the variance, and since the county also, as always, we will approve something that the county has approved itself, which gave you a waive on your application, I see. So the county is saying that they made a mistake here and didn't pick it up. So that's the reason the applicant is here. There is a uniqueness, and that will fall under the uniqueness of why the applicant is here. And also a variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter a central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
And again, I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,681. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rick?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,681 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.